Daf Yud Amud Beis. We'll begin Yud Amud Aleph, two lines from the bottom. So we were discussing the Maisa with Elisha Novi, Chizkiyahu HaMelech, that Chizkiyahu HaMelech was sick. He wasn't Isaac before Revu. He thought he would have, he saw Benavuah, that he would have a Ben who was a Rasha. And he said to Elisha that, give me your daughter in marriage. Yurzchus, Maizchus, maybe it will overturn the Gzera. The Gzera that he would not be Zoycha to Olam Haba, that he would die, and he would die two deaths. And Elisha Novi said, it's too late, Kfar Nigzer Gzera. Chizkiyahu HaMelech said, no, that I have a Kabbalah, that Afilo Cherev Chara Munach Sal Tzavori Shal Adam, even if there's a sword on a person's neck, Al Yimnas Min Arachmim, it's never too late. Itmanami Rabbi Yechanan Relozer Dami Tarvayo Afilo Cherev Chara Munach Sal Tzavori Shal Adam, Al Yimnas Min Arachmim, Shenemar Hein Yiktluni Loi Ayachel. They're even about to kill the person. He still davens to Hashem. He still davens to Hashem for Yeshua. It's never too late. Amar Rav Chana, continuing on the same theme. Amar Rav Chana, afilu bal ha-chalomus, amar lo la'arim la'machar, who mays, even if with a chalomus, the ones who tell the future, they tell him, the person, that tomorrow he's going to die. Al yimnas min arachmim shenema ki beroiv chalemes va'avol nedvorm harbe kiselakim eselakim yorei. And in spite of everything, eselakim yorei, have yiras Hashem, even if they tell you these things can be divrei havolim, can be empty words, always daven to Hashem. Miyad, so immediately, vayasev chizkiyahu panav el hakir vayispalel Hashem. He turned to the kir, to the wall, and he davened to the Shem. My kir, what does it mean, the kir? Omar of Shem and Ben Lakish, mikiris libay. It means from his inners, from the walls of his heart, from the kiris libay, from his pnimius, he davened to Hashem. Shenema, may I achila kiris libi. I cry out to Hashem, I beseech my Hashem from my inners, from my pnimius. Rabbi Levi Omar al iski akir. He says, matters, he davened to Hashem, referring to Iskei Akir, to the wall, to the Maisa with the wall. What was that Maisa? Amr lefan ribon shaloylo. Uma shunamis shaloy asa elakir achas ketana. The shunamis, as we'll see, the Maisa with the shunamis, she did a taiva chesed for Elisha. She built him a kir. When he was traveling, passing by, she built a kir for him, for his lodging. And just that one chesed, Echye says, Beno, you restored her son to life, your Machaya Mesim, Avi Abba, Shechofes, Ahechal Kula Bekesav Ezop. My forefather, Shlomo Melech, covered, adorned the Beis HaMikdash, the Hechal, with Kesav, the gold and silver, Alachas Kamav Akamam. So for this Chus Ovais, you should, for this, do this Nes for me. Remember all the chasodim that I went before you, and all the good that I did, and all the tzidkas that I did. And my v'hatoy b'nech asisi, what is it referring to specifically when it says hatoy b'nech asisi? I did that was good in your eyes. Amar Yehuda Marav Shesama Geula Letfila. He davened to Hashem, and he was Sama Geula Letfila. So he davened a proper davening. Rabbi Levi Amar Shagana Sefer Refuas. The Taiv that it's referring to is that he hid the Sefer Refuas. There was a Sefer Refuas that people could have remedies. There's machlokes rishonim what it means exactly, but the Sefer that through that they were able to cure themselves and heal themselves. And people were starting to rely on that as opposed to davening to Hashem. So Chizkiyahu HaMelech hid it so that the people would instead, they would daven to Hashem for the Refuas and Yeshuas. And he was praised for that. So remember this, my Maisim Tovim, and save me on account of that. Now we're going to divert a little bit to now discuss the Maisim Tovim that Chizkiyahu HaMelech did in that regard. So we're going to digress and now talk about these Maisim Tovim. Tan Rabbanan, Shisha Dvarim Asa Chizkiyahu HaMelech. There were six notable things that Chizkiyahu HaMelech did. Al Gimel Hoidulov, Al Gimel Loi Hoidulov. On three of them the Chachamim praised, and for three things they did not praise. Al Gimel Hoidulov, for three they praised them. One was going to say for Refuas, like we just mentioned. they praise him. Kites nachash anachoshes. In the Midbar, when there was the snake bites and from the serpents, so Moshe Rabbeinu made the nachash anachoshes, and through that they were able to be cured and healed from the venom, from the poison, from the bites. And again, the same idea that people started to look at that as the source of the cure, they started to make it into a kishuv, and therefore Chizkiyahu HaMelech hid it, he ground it up actually, he crushed it so that people would not make this into a kishuv and they would daven to Hashem. And he was praised for that. That was also considered praiseworthy. When his father died, so did not afford him the kavod of malachim that malachim normally have. He didn't take him out for burial on a mita of kisa and zav. He did not bury him that way. He took him out on a mita of chavalim, of ropes, because his father was a Rasha, and therefore he did not want to give him that cover, the cover of Malachim. And the Chachamim praise him for that. And some of the verses speak out that he did it also for the taiva of his father, as that since he would not have that cover, the cover of Malachim, therefore he would be able to have a measure of Olam Haba, and that would be a kapora for his averis. So that would be a kapora for his averis, and therefore his father, Achaz, who was a Rosha, would get a kapora for that. So these are the three that he was praised for. Val gimeloi hoidoloi antri, he was not praised. The well of Gichon, as Rashi points out, this is not the large river Gichon, which wasn't even Eretz Yisrael. This was a well called Gichon. When he was being attacked by Sanherib's armies, he did not want them to have a source of water, so he closed it up, he blocked it up, so that it would not have water. And the Chum did not praise that because they felt that he should have relied on Hashem for Yeshua. There was a Nevuah that there would be a Yeshua from Hashem. He should have relied on that. When Melech Ashur was attacking, initially he bribed him and he gave him gold and silver so that they would leave them in peace. He emptied out all the treasuries and it was not sufficient, so he cut down the pshatim. One is he cut down actually the doors of the heichal, which were made out of gold, and he sent it to them. Alternatively, he stripped the gold from the doors and sent it to him. And the Chacham did not praise that because, again, he should have relied on Hashem. Over Nisan ben Nisan v'lo yehoydeloi. He was ma'aver the Chodesh Nisan, so at this point we're assuming is when the Chodesh Nisan already came, they're ready into the month of Nisan, he decided at that point to make an Ibra year, to make a leap year, and to make the prior month to make it a other Sheni, so to now, even though they're ready, and proclaim Nisan, to turn it into an Adar Sheni and make it into a leap year. And they did not praise that. They did not agree with that. In fact, the Gemara, how could Chizkiyahu have done that? This is Nisan Vein Acher Nisan. So how could then, when he made already, when they already proclaimed this month to be Nisan, how could they now reverse that? Hello, the Gemara says, no. It's not like we previously assumed. It's not that they were ready into the month of Nisan and then they reversed it and they turned it into Adar Sheni. Hello, Tobit Shmuel. His mistake was that he did not agree or did not realize Shmuel's din, which was the Amar Shmuel Ein Ma'avir Nefesh Hashana B'yom Shleishim Shel Adar. Even on the 30th day of Adar, even there, you don't make it an Ibra year. Why? Hoil v'roi l'koy v'nisim. Because that day, every month, a lunar month is either 29 days or 30 days. If it's a chodesh chaser, so what would be the 30th day is now the first day of the next month. If it's a chodesh mole, it's a first full month, then it's the last day, the 30th day of the prior month. Now, the 30th day of Adar, if they theoretically could proclaim it, if they see the moon, that could be proclaimed as the new month, as the month of Nisan. So what happened was, which was the 30th day of Adar, on that day Chizkiyahu Melech made it into Adar Sheni. The Chachamim disagreed because they held like Shmuel that since this day could be a day of Nisan, theoretically could be the first day of Nisan, that even a month that could be Nisan cannot be switched and you cannot make it into another month. So you cannot proclaim Adar Sheni on a day that could be already Nisan. So Hoyl Vorkov and Nisan. Sovra Hoyl Royal Loyal Minan Chizkiyahu HaMelech did not agree with that svar. He said, Saif Kol Saif, it is still Adar. Since it's still Adar, I can make it into an Adar Sheni. But the Chum didn't agree. They disagreed because they held that since this day already is now, this day could be proclaimed as Nisan, you cannot make it into Adar Sheni. Anyone who is makes a davens and he says that Hashem should grant him his wishes because of his chuyas, because of what great deeds that he did, even if his tefillah is answered, but it's answered and for the schus, because of the schus of others, not because of him. If he makes it dependent and he says he should be answered because of his chuyas, even if it's answered, it's not granted because of his chuyas is granted for others. And a great person who has chuyas, but nevertheless, he makes it dependent. He wants his tefillahs to be answered because of the chuyas of others. Then they answer him and they give credit to him. And he asks that he should be answered for the chuyas of others. He asked that he should be answered the schus of the Avos. So all the Levi's schus asked me, he was answered, and it was answered in his schus. Shenemar v'yemel ha-shmideim lulei moishin b'chir ha-ma b'heret zilfonav v'lohashiv ha-mosa ma-hashpiz. Right, he was answered, and it was answered in his schus that there would have been a destruction had it not been for Moshe Rabbeinu, that he stepped into the breach, and therefore he stepped into the breach to close it up and save it. Chizkiyahu tolo b'schus atzmoi. Chizkiyahu was tolo in his own schus. Tachsiv zchorno es asher yishalach lefanecho. Remember how I went before you. My zchus was tolo b'schus acherim. He was granted. His tefillahs were answered, but not in his schus. It was made it dependent because of the schus of others. Shenemar v'ganoise el ha'ir hazois la'ishia l'mani v'l'man David avdi. For the sake of David HaMelech, behind the Rabbi Shubban Levi, the Rabbi Shubban Levi, my Dechsiv Hinei L'Sholom Marli Ma, Afilo B'Shah, Sheshigar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shalom. Even the time of peace, even the time when he was given Shalom, the Kadosh Baruch Hu answered his tefillos, it's still Marli Mar. There's an element of bitterness because it's Marhuli, Marhuli. It's Mar for him because he was made it dependent not for his chuyos, it was answered because of the schutz of David HaMelech. So we mentioned that he was Toila. He said that the Nasa Elisha, he said Nasala Ale Ir Katana, that Nasa Elias Ir Katana. We talked about the Shunamis. And we talked about the Shunamis and that she did that chus for Elisha, that she made him a dwelling. So, and they made a dwelling for him, and that was his chos, and she was zaycha to Tchis HaMeisim for her son. So now we want to discuss in some detail what was the maisa, what was the chesed that she did for Elisha with the kir. So Rav Shmuel Harmar Aliyah Pua Haisa V'kirua. One says that there was an attic, and she covered it over, she put a roof on it, and she made a dwelling place, a lodging place for Elisha, that if he was traveling, he could stay there. So one says, no, it was a hall, it was a large room, not an attic, and it wasn't covered over with a roof. And she made a partition. She made a partition and split into two and gave him one apartment, one area to live. So Bish Lamadaman da Amar Achsadra, Hainu Dachsiv Kir. The one who says an Achsadra, we understand that it's a Kir, it's a wall. She made a partition, it's a wall. Elaman da Marli, the one who says that it's a second level, that it's an upper level, my Kir. It wasn't a wall. More answers, Kirua means, the Kirua means covering, it doesn't mean a wall, it means a roof. Made a roof on the attic, they covered it over, Kirua. So we understand why it says in the Pasuk Nasana Aliyas Kir. There was a second level, an upper level, and that's why it says Aliyas. But if it's an Achsadra, it's not an upper level. So why did it say Aliyas? More answers, Ma'ula Shabbatim. It means Aliyas, it means on one of the higher quality. Aliyah doesn't mean second level, it means higher level of quality. It was a very fine dwelling. So she said to her husband, let us put over there the furniture, etc. And the menorah, if some we see from here that if a person wants to take benefit from others, it's permissible. Like we see Elisha, he got this benefit from the Shunammites. But if someone doesn't want to, it's not considered gaivadik, it's not considered arrogant and haughty, he can refrain, like we see by Shmuel Anavi. He used to circle Klal Yisrael, he used to go around and judge them and go around there Yisrael, but return to his home in Rama because that was where his house was. So what does it say, Kisham Beisak? We know if he went back to his Ramasa, that was his home. Says Kisham Beisav Amar Yecham Shekol Makim Shalach Sham Beisaim Sham Beis, everywhere his house was with him, everywhere, not only when he went back to Rama, everywhere was with him because he took all his provisions with him. He did not want to partake from anyone else's kindness. He did not, was not Nena from the Bria. So you see that both approaches are permissible. The Forsham asks, Pirkei Avos, it says Soin Matanas Yichya. A person should not get benefit, not take matanas from other people. Here we see that in both cases permissible. So someone in the Marsha wants to answer that a traveler is considered an ani. If a person is an ani, it's permissible. The Pirkei Avos means, it means if a person doesn't need it, and he takes matanas, and nevertheless, then sin matanas yichya, that is, if a person doesn't need it, he shouldn't take it. He shouldn't take it. Sorek says that if with the Torah it says it's a mitzvah, I like to be mefarnes aniyim, be mefarnes kaihanim, talmidei chachamim, then it's permissible, and therefore it's a mitzvah to be mefarnes the navi. Perhaps we can also answer is it depends on the circumstances. If the one who's giving it will be insulted if you don't accept it. If it's a greater chesed, if it's a chesed to accept, then it's permissible to accept. Perhaps we can say that, even under other circumstances. And here, the Ish HaShunamis so much wanted to give it, so it was permissible. If a person sees that by declining the gift, the one who wants to give it, the donor, is going to be hurt and insulted, it's a chesed to accept it, so therefore you should accept it. Continuing on with the Ma'aseh Taimer al Isha Hineinu Yodat Ki Ish Elohim Kodeshu, she said to her husband that I see this person, they didn't know it was Elisha Novi. We see that she said, I see this person is a holy man. You see that she said it to him. So the woman of the home, she is more discerning in guests than the man. She has a better understanding of the house, the guests, the people that come by, etc. And she has Bina Yisera in this regard, and therefore she understands more than he does. Kodeshu, she said that he's Kodesh. Mena Yoda, how did she know that he was holy, that he was Kodesh? Rav Shmuel Haramar Shalir Rasa Zuv, by Rav Shulchanai. She didn't see a fly that passed over his table. As before, she would say the Shulchan of a Tzadik is like a Mizbeach. So just like a Mizbeach, the flies did not fly over the Mizbeach. Here also, it was like a mizbeach. He was holy. V'charamar sadn shel pishna neitziyah mikdash. He had sheets on his bed, sheets made out of fine linen. V'lo yirasa kere alav, and there was no tum on it. Kadosh hu, he is kadosh. Amar Rabbi Yosef Rechina, who kadosh? Kadosh who? He is kadosh. Umisharsa ain't a kadosh, but his shamas Gehazi was not kadosh. Vayigash Gehazi lahatfot. So Gehazi came to, literally means pusher. Amar Rabbi Yosef Rechina she'achsa behind yafya. So it means he grabbed onto her. He grabbed onto her beauty. So he was not proper. Oivar Aleno told me, she said he passes regularly, passes this way. Amar V'yezev Rochinin Mishum Rabbi Elezer Ben Yaakov Kolam Arv Talmud Chacham B'seich Beisai. Anyone who takes as a guest in a Talmud Chacham my name in a Chalsav and he benefits him from his Nachalsav Malo V'chalsav Kilo Makriv to meet him. It's like his Makriv a Korban Tomid. It's like his Makriv a Korban Tomid. So it says in the pasuk, "Oiva aleinu tomid." So it's like a korban tomid, right? That's it. Didn't have to say it stressed the tomid. It's like he's makir of a korban tomid. He should not stand on a high place. Another membra from the same andomer. It's not related, but a person davens, he should not stand on a high place in daven el b'makom nomach v'yisbal. He should stand on a lower place in daven. Ma'amakim krasich Hashem. I call out to you from the depths of my heart, but also from a lower physical place. Tanya nami hachi lo yamadam lo al gavi kisa. He should not stand on a chair v'lo gavi srafrav, not a stool. V'lo b'makom gavoy v'yisbal, not on a high place in daven el rather b'makom nomach v'yisbal. The fish in gavus le'amakam. Right, there's nothing high. You're saying in a high place. You think you're coming higher, close to Hashem, relative to Hashem. This is all nothingness. It's not a high place. Shenem amimamakim prasvich Hashem. Oksiv tefila la'ani ki atayif. It's a tefila la'ani when he wraps himself. So a person has to always look at himself when he davens. He always view himself as being a poor person, a low down, a poor person, not a in any way, guy with it. Vamrav Yitzchak Rav Chanina Mishum Rav Elazar Ben Yaakov. Another member. Amispal and Sarach Shicham and his ragel. When he davens, he has to have his legs together. Shinem Vragaleim Yeh Regel Yeshur. It's like a malachim who have like one leg. It's not two separate legs. Vamrav Yitzchak Rav Chanina Mishum Rav Elazar Ben Yaakov. My dechsev loy soichlu al adam. Don't eat on the blood. Loy soichlu kainim shispalo al dimchem. Don't daven before. You don't eat, rather, don't eat before you daven on for your life. You're davening for your life. So, lo yisoichlu al adam, don't eat before you mispalel for your dam, for your blood. Amar Yitzchak, Amar Yitzchak, Amar Yitzchak, Baruch Hanim, Mishum, Elazar ben Yaakov, kol oichlu v'shoyse v'achlu mispalel. If a person first eats and drinks and then davens, all of a kos v'ayme v'oisi shlachay achar gavecha. You threw me after your gavecha, al tikru gavecha, ela ge'echa, your gaiva. You satisfy yourself, you pamper yourself, and then you come to me. First you come to Hashem, and then you take care of your needs. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Akshon is God, Kibul Olav, Malchus Shamayim. Now the Mishnah said we had the Machlekes in Krishma Shel Shachris. When does it end? Rav Yeshua says you have until the 3 hours, the end of the third hour of the day. Rav Yeshua, Amar HaGimel Shoyz, Amar Yehuram HaShemal HaLoch, Rav Yeshua, that's the Halach. If he recites Krishna beyond that time, he's not mafsid. It's like he's kair b'tayr. He doesn't have the mitzvah of Krishna, but he has a mitzvah like kair b'tayr. He says it's after 3 hours already. It's late into the day. You cannot say the brayo birchas Krishna of yitzer ar. Maisi, I'll ask you a kasha. Hakayr mikan ve'elach lo yisid kadam shikair b'tayr. It says he reads, recites Krishna, he's not Makayim the mitzvah of Krishna, it's like he's Karbatera, Aval, however, Mevorach Hushtaim Lufanev, Achas Lachara, but he could make the Birchas Krishna. So you see, he's not Lachsa, Tiyufta, Rav Chisda, Tiyufta. It's a Kashan of Chisda, you see, even after the third hour, he can say the Birchas Krishna. At least until Chatzos, but after the third hour of Al Koponim, he still could say Birchos Krishma. Ikadame, another version of this, Amar Ravchis, Amar Mokva, my Lo Yifsid, Lo Yifsid, Brachos. No, Ravchis said he has not lost, he's Lo Yifsid, It says Lo Yihisev, he says Krishma, it means he did not lose, the brachas. Tanya Namech, and to this we bring a proof, I bring a right. Tanya Namech, Karam Mikan of Eich Lo Yihisev, Karam Shikar Batayr, Avalam of Aruchushtam Lefanev, Achsla Acharev. So you see clearly that you could say the Berachas Krishma. Amravmani Godola Kara Krishna Bayanasa, it's greater than one who says Krishna in the proper time. Yasume Isaac Batara, more than being Isaac Batara, Miliktani Karmikanva Ilach, Lehisid, Karamakara Batara. It says if he recites it past the Zman, later than the Zman, it's like he is Kara Batara. Michlal, we infer from there the Kair Bain also, if he had recited in its proper time, although if it's more than Kair B'Tayr. And Tosfos points out, well, what do you mean? A person has to stop learning, to daven as well. So it's not only Krishna, if he has a mitzvah to perform, he has to stop the learning. What it means, however, Tosfos says, is that Avada, when the Zman Krishna comes, he has to stop his learning to say Krishna. But what it means is, that when he's Kaira, Krishna Bainasa, his Adiv is greater than a person who's learning Taira, not Bisman Krishna, outside Bisman Krishna, during another time of the day, when he's not Mechuiv in the Mitzvah, but when he's Kaira, Krishna Bainasa, is greater than learning Taira in a different time of the day.